This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on
my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, we wanted a president to stand up against the globalists. We wanted a president to actually be president and make the major decisions. And that is now happening. And so all the special interests that had hijacked this nation are now in an information war of lies and deception against our president. Colonel Schaefer, the former head of the operations against Al-Qaeda and a former CIA analyst as well, has gone public saying that the president is in an information war and a battle with criminal elements of the deep state to take him out. And he must realize he's in a war and must have a battle plan. We're going to go to that clip coming up in the next segment. Part of that battle plan, obviously, is to remove the president so that they can punish the nationalists in this country and send us a message that we'll never again be allowed to actually run our country or be in control of it. Look at the CNBC headline. Dow drops 250 points. S&P and NASDAQ fall 1% as Trump worries, sends shivers down Wall Street. And you can see behind me, if you're watching on television, exactly what's happening with the Dow Jones plunging for the first time in the last 4 or 5 months. Because with Trump, we're going to have better business deals. With Trump, we're going to have cheaper energy. With Trump, we're going to have an open for business mentality. With Trump, we're going to have someone that actually is looking out for free market systems. The problem is the globalists want a crony capitalist operation. Now, I know you, the listeners and viewers, know this. But I got on the phone with Dr. Corsi and others this morning, and I said, we have to have a battle plan for the American people and for good people in Congress and for the governors and for the legislators and for others to take action as aggressively as we can within the law against these globalists, because this is a fifth column. In between writing articles about how they want to overthrow the president, you've got New Yorker Magazine, a very elite publication, saying we should have never had America, and America's evil, and George Washington was bad, and an image of a Minuteman sitting on top of a world of skulls. So the world is a horrible place where the United States produces most of the wealth in the world so that 48% of the population don't have to work, and then call for Trump's impeachment because he dare get $3 trillion in the stock market and hundreds of billions of new jobs for them to suck off of. But again, there is an evil instinct to the parasites that they want to dominate, they want to control, and they want to run the other 52% that actually produces. And they have a crazed, out-of-their-mind mentality that they're in an existential battle. They're like a drowning person, projecting all their problems, all their issues onto us, and it's legendary. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to break down when we come back from break what the president needs to do. I'm going to lay out the latest news, but here's the deal. Obama committed massive crimes starting in his second administration, ordering ICE to let illegals pour into the United States. They covered it up by saying, oh, it's children. No, it was 17% below the age of 18. Didn't vet them for diseases, anything. Didn't even care about them. It was about getting rid of the borders, setting a precedent. That right there was an impeachable offense, but Congress didn't do anything. We went down to the border and broke that news with emergency managers admitting it on tape and Border Patrol telling us on video. InfoWars broke that. That's why they hate the fact we're here, because we'll bring out information nobody else will touch because it is so powerful, because it is so dangerous. He ordered, under dereliction of duty, the Border Patrol to ignore the law and to let people in. The FBI, Comey didn't do jack diddly squat about that. But, oh, in a meeting, he's there with the president saying, gee, I sure hope, you know, in your case, that you're able to drop this on Flynn. Didn't say you're ordered to drop it. Didn't say, I'm the president, I'm telling you to do this. That would be obstruction. He said, gee, I sure hope we can get this moving forward. I think he's a good guy, don't you? FBI director, yeah, I think he's a great guy. That's the transcript, supposedly. They turned that into Trump's the threat. No, Trump's the threat to the globalists. That's why they want him gone. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
It was about a month and a half ago in March that Atlantic Monthly, one of the most elite globalist publications where they actually communicate with each other, like Foreign Affairs or New Yorker Magazine or the Financial Times of London, pretty much everything else is for public consumption. And if you read the New Yorker, if you read Atlantic Monthly, if you read The Economist, that's another one, they are openly saying overthrow Trump, kill Trump, and use continuity of government to remove the entire Tea Party Freedom Caucus, claiming they're all Russian agents, and use the military to do it. Now, at that time, when I covered the article rewriting the rules of presidential succession, you notice I told you months before they'd use COG and they'd use the parallel FEMA government that's designed originally, if we get hit with a nuclear attack or an asteroid or a mass plague, whatever the case may be, that there's an emergency backup government. But always that emergency backup government can then plan in parallel and with funding to create their own coup d'etat. And this happens in many other nations. And there's been behind-the-scenes attempts at using COG previously to bring down Ronald Reagan. In fact, the COG intended him to die in 1981. He didn't die from the gunshot wound. That's a deep state that had become activated by Alexander Haig, then had to pull back. Of course, it was Alexander Haig, who many experts believe was Deep Throat, that helped bring down Nixon as well, along with Naval Intelligence Officer Bob Woodward. This time it's a little bit different because a lot of the deep state is actually for Trump, wants Americana, wants prosperity, and doesn't want the destruction of this country. Now, here's what I'm going to lay out for you today. Several big points, and I hope that Congress listens. I hope that the president listens. I hope you listen. I hope our radio affiliates listen. I hope foreign governments listen. I hope the whole world pays attention, because I've studied how our government really works. I've studied the deep state, used that term 20-plus years ago. Shadow government I used 20-plus years ago, because those are real terms that were there starting back in the 50s. I just became aware of it in the last 25 years. And so they love to call me a conspiracy theorist and just throw that out there. But if you turn on the news now, Fox News, they're saying information wars being used against the president in an attempt to overthrow him so multinationals can take over the United States. You tune over to CNN, Dana Bash goes, yeah, this is deep state revenge against Trump. We're taking over. Chucky Schumer's out there saying the intelligence community's got six ways to Sunday to bring you down, Trump. Better watch your butt. Globalism, world government, carbon taxes, one-child policies, AI supercomputers, total surveillance, everything I laid out 20 years ago is now water cooler talk every single day. Now, everybody might want to hear what's coming next, because I'm going to tell you the different avenues we've got here, kind of like those novels you read back in junior high that have choose your own adventure that have three or four different endings. Let me go through the different scenarios that we're going to go down here. And it could be a mix of several of these, but I'm going to tell you exactly where we were, where we are, and boy, lordy, 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 to quote the former FBI director, where we're going. And I suggest everyone get out pencils and paper, and I suggest everybody have a real discussion about this, and people look into what I'm going to say, what we're going to put on screen, and the clips we're going to play, because they're not planning a soft coup if they're successful taking out Trump. They're going to shut down the independent media. They're going to charge people. They're going to arrest people. They're going to re-educate people. That is all in the current Pentagon manuals. Why do you think the Pentagon got upset and helped put Trump in? Because they knew what the next phase was with Hillary, shutting down the press, arresting her opposition en masse. And it's not that the military and even the smarter guys at the CIA are angels. They understand it will trigger an extended, long-term, bloody, hot war in this country. So there are people that want stability. They want free market. They want prosperity. It's better for America. It's better for the world. Socialism, collectivism, crony capitalism is a nightmare and only works for the 0.1%. So the people that just want stability in business and don't want to mount America's head on the wall, they're trying desperately to block the next phase. See, Trump's just holding back what was already about to be put in place. So I'm going to lay down the facts. I'm going to lay them out. Where we've been, where we are, where we're going. But let me just give you a basic summation here. In the last 4 or 5 months, I've told you, since he was president-elect, this is a deep state coup d'etat operation to undermine him, to destroy him in the public eye first, and then they're not going to let Trump go to prison or even step down. They know he won't. They're going to kill him. And the best minds agree with me. They're going to kill him at the peak of the investigation. Donald Trump is a dead man. He's a dead man. He's dead. He's walking dead right now unless we counter this. Because I'm not just going to lay out where we've been, where we are, where we're going. We can change where we're going if we admit how much trouble we're in. And let me say something else to everybody. A lot of you claim you want to fight tyranny. A lot of you claim you wanted free market. A lot of you claim you want to be American. Our forebears had to fight bloody wars for what we've got. If you won't fight information war, if you won't spend money in this fight, if you won't buy time on local radio, if you won't call C-SPAN, if you won't put billboards up, if you won't go talk to your state house, if you won't go talk to your congresspeople in D.C. and get them by the hand and tell them you know what's going on, and if they go along with this takeover of America, they're going to be held accountable. If you don't do that, we're going to lose the information war, and then we don't have any recourse but to defend ourselves. Because let me tell you something. These people, these globalists, they want us. They have said they want to snuff us out once and for all. This is an existential war you're in. The very same Bolsheviks that came out of New York and London and Paris and major German cities like Berlin that took over Russia and exterminated the Christians en masse. That same disease is in America and plans a hot Bolshevik war. David Horowitz was brought up in New York City by parents that came out of this, and he'll warn you all day, they want to kill everybody. And I'm just telling you right now, they mean business. They will line you and your family up, and they'll shoot you in the head, and they'll rape your daughters, and they'll kill your sons, and they'll make your wife work in a field till she dies. So, you want to understand where we're at? We've got the Bolshevik Revolution 2.0 with a crazy Nazi collaborator, George Soros, who you know is making money. They knew as soon as this impeachment stuff got launched, and as soon as Republicans started getting on board, the stock market started plunging. You can bet every red cent in your little piggy bank, George Soros is making a bunch of money today off this. But that's okay, because he's a Nazi collaborator. He's above the law. It's okay for Obama to open the borders up and ignore the law and bring in illegals and bring in folks with diseases and not even vet them and violate all these federal laws because he's above the law. Oh, but Trump probably, you know, might have said, oh, you know, I hope you can see it through, you know, in your own research. I hope we don't have to charge him with anything. That's the president, but anybody could say, I sure hope that nothing's here. I hope this doesn't have to go forward. I think he's a great guy. I don't think he did anything. That's the president's free speech. That's not even obstruction of justice, but the president says that's not accurate and what wasn't said, and that's why he's got it recorded. And notice, no one gets to see the memo, no one knows who said it. It's okay, though, because the deep state says so. So we're going to lose this whole country because the globalists want to militarily, politically capture it. They already had it partially captured. That's where we've been, controlled for decades. Manipulated, all these cowards put in positions of power, all these big oligarch combines of corporations and groups that are milking us and consolidating control and shutting down their competition and dumbing down the population to secure their victory. None of them ever stick their head up above the grass, though. They all just, as a combine, commit their crimes and slowly take over society. And now we got to the point where they want to bring in millions of unwashed radical Islamicists. And they want to further break up our families. And they want to tell us there are no genders. Male and female existing are bad and hurt others. This is all happening. And Mother's Day is banned. And so they want to fully conquer us as a civilization, use what's left of America's wealth and power to expand their unelected corporate world government. So that's where we are. But their carbon taxes are getting killed. Their foreign multinational TPP of total takeover of congressional power is killed by President Trump. The coal they turned off is killed by Trump. He's making it cool to be American again. He's bringing sovereignty back. He's bringing wealth back. So you don't want to be the 48% that don't work because you can make a lot of money actually working. He's turning the engine of liberty back on, the engine of renaissance, and they're panicking. That's where we are. And all their propaganda and all their lies got defeated, and patriots in the government, like Seth Rich and the Democratic Party, burned them and exposed what criminals they are. And now the whole deep state and the EU and the Vatican and the communist Chinese, all of them are focused against America. all the forces of Mordor against Midas Tirith, if you want to use the archetypal example of Lord of the Rings. All the power focused to bring us down once and for all and to destroy Trump. And if Trump falls, make no mistake, our chances of fixing things peacefully are falling. America's dying.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm going to explain this very, very slowly and very, very clearly. We have to break down what's currently happening in America and all over the world. We have to lay out who the players are, and we have to, as citizens, develop battle plans to defend this republic and to defend other sovereign free market nations. Now, the good news is Australia went under pure carbon taxes and absolute open borders for a while. The public battled back, took their government back, and has reversed much of it. Same thing happened in England. Same thing's happening in Iceland. Italy has said no to EU expansion. Greece is battling back. Russia is battling back. Brazil is just, we can see the numbers on the metrics. Huge audience out of Brazil. And I get all sorts of letters and emails, and I just see it all over the web. Brazil knows about the New World Order and is just in total war against socialism because they've seen Venezuela, they've seen Argentina, they've seen rich countries, as rich as the U.S., richer in the case of Argentina. Gone. Socialism. And it happens over a few generations, and then you're totally poor. And they're living in slums with huge, beautiful buildings that were built 50, 60, 70 years ago all around them, and wondering why their grandparents had electricity 24 hours a day and great culture and life and money, and then why they have nothing. Because you got sold out by socialism. Because they created a system where the elite live in palaces and then you have nothing. Socialism doesn't exist. It's a scam. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump, I don't care that the president's called me and thanked me and I've talked to the president. It means nothing. I'm not into Hollywood. I'm not into famous people. I'm not defending Trump because he's like a sports team that I'm a fan of. Trump is the archetype of America now, standing bullish in the face of the tyrants, the intimidation, the demonization, the lies, them trying to rig the election against him, all the foreign money, all the foreign intelligence, all the horrible things done to his family. The weakness of many people in his family, but he still brings them along with him. The weakness of the people he pulls from in the Republican Party, but still delivering on the economy, delivering on sovereignty, delivering on standing against ISIS that Obama helped create, defending Christians, speaking out about the genocide of Christians, doing amazing things, getting a good Supreme Court justice in. So let me tell you, we've talked about the past and the present. And what deep state's doing, I'll talk more about that in the next segment. But I want to talk about where we're going. They have said in the Atlantic Monthly and in the New Yorker magazine and now in Foreign Affairs and now in Public Affairs of the Washington Post, all the exact same thing, a battle plan on overthrowing Trump and then removing all the Republicans that got elected in the last election claiming they're all Ruskies and reversing it all, the awakening, the libertarian conservative Americana awakening that already has a phalanx beachhead in Congress and in the states and the legislatures, a total tsunami political realignment that only happens every 80 years or so on average. The third realignment in our history of the United States of America, the longest standing continual government in world history. Because it had a constitution and bill of rights. Wasn't perfect, but was light years ahead of the rest. It now is teetering, hanging by a thread. They love to use that term. We are hanging by a thread. And they're destroying the thread in real time. We're rebuilding it, the thread in real time. It is a epic battle of forces coming together right now. And everything you do is so critical. Because we're not fighting tyrants that just want to take over. They want to destroy our families. They want to take our guns. They want to take our private property because they want to social engineer us and run us and fly above us in their jumbo jets while we don't have air conditioning or cars or medicine or education or future. These are the most greedy, evil people at the UN, the Clinton Foundation, and Obama. They go around to third world countries and rob them and run slave mines and do the most horrible stuff you can imagine, like Bono giving less than 1% of the billions he raises for African aid. These are the worst, most greedy, horrible, evil people the world has ever seen. And they see America as the ultimate engine of power. And if they can just get full control, and if they can just settle their score with the old American system and defeat us, defeat the Renaissance, the old America is the new world, is the future, is the new Atlantis. If they can just destroy that, they win. How could you question if Trump isn't for real when the entire corrupt, evil system of the world is trying to bring him down? And they invert reality and say he's backed by a foreign power that can barely run its own affairs, while the EU, the Vatican, the communist Chinese, all these other countries, globalist groups, Hollywood, the big banks are all waging war against Trump because he represents us. We are under attack.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN
America is being killed before your eyes.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Now, coming up, I'm going to lay out their battle plan to bring down Trump. I've been telling you exactly how they do it from the beginning because I've studied deep state. I've studied their own writings. I'm not bragging when I tell you that. It's just you must understand that I am telling you point blank the reality of what's unfolding and what's happening. I went and saw a film a few weeks ago called The Promise that's based on AP transcripts and other journalists that were there of exactly what happened just from a bird's eye view and from a personal perspective in the Armenian genocide. And there's a scene in the film that historically happened, but it condensed several stories that happened on the road trying to get away from the Islamicists, from the Turkish government that were coming to kill the Armenian Christians. Many villages were dumping out of the hills and were being told that they could go to another town to be rescued. But that town had already been overrun and everybody had been killed except for a few survivors. And despite the fact that the survivors were running the other direction, telling people, we just came from there, they just killed everybody, we don't know where we're going, but we know that way you can't go, the people wanted the lottery ticket. They wanted to believe, no, there's ships there waiting to save us. We heard that a few days ago. We're going to get there. Well, those ships had been driven out. It had been occupied by what was left of the Ottoman Empire. And in the movie, he talks to a big group of people. They finally listen to him. He says, I've been there. They killed my wife. They killed my family. Believe me, you need to go. And the leader of one of the groups says, this man speaks the truth. You know, let's stay here and let's fight. So most of them did survive by going to the hills and fighting. The point is, I'm here telling you, I've been there, okay? I've seen what they do. I've studied history. I've studied the globals. I've seen what they've done to me and my family. A lot of it I can't talk about on air. Believe me, they're bad, folks. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about the Democratic Party. Why do you think the Republicans are so scared of them? Why do you think Glenn Beck rolled over a few years ago and is working with them? Most people, when they find out just how evil this is, they roll over to it. Let me tell you something. The top of the Democratic Party are devil worshipers and pedophiles. That's a fact. It's all come out. Everybody knows it. They got their PR firms out there, you know, trying to find a few cases where stuff didn't happen to then say there's no such thing as pedophilia while they're on the news saying legalize pedophilia and trying to sexualize your kids. And Trump has busted over 5,000 pedophiles arrested with children. And then another 150,000 just got green-lighted to be arrested who were caught in the whole playpen scandal. Notice none of that happened under Obama. We're seeing 10 times or more the arrest of pedophiles right now. And it's in the news one time every time they arrest 1,000 here, 400 there, 200 here. It's happening every day, and there's almost no coverage. Trump has green-lighted the police and green-lighted the good people in our government to start going after this. There's a civil war going on against a pedophile army, ladies and gentlemen. You wonder why they're so evil? Pedophilia is just one level. The rabbit hole goes deeper. You've seen all these big bankers and all these big people coming out and saying, listen, it starts out with hookers and drugs. Next, it's underage hookers, 16 years old. Then, if you want to be in the club, you got to have sex with a kid. And then next, they want you to kill a little kid that they grabbed out of somebody's backyard a week before. And these people start breaking down on TV saying they couldn't do it. Oh, yeah, that's how you join the club. You know, Crips and Bloods or the East Side Vatos or the different white supremacist gangs. You kill a liquor store owner. You got to go shoot somebody. You got to go do something really, really nasty. You got to hit an old lady in the head with a hammer. All of them have different rituals to prove you're really bad, and they have bad stuff on you. In the real gangs, you rape little kids and you kill them. And let's just get it out in the open why they hate me so much and why they hate the Patriots and why they're trying to bring me down. Because behind the scenes, folks, I'm funding military groups, patriot groups, you name it, they're legally and lawfully running operations here inside the United States to document and bring all this out. We're not just here on air doing all this. And I'm going to leave it there. So understand, if you don't sign on to defeat the NWO, if you don't sign on to fight the globalists, and if you sit there and play into it, oh, maybe he did try to influence the director. Oh, maybe Trump is in trouble and kind of get on the bandwagon of peer pressure, just like we couldn't vote for him, just like he couldn't win, all of it rigged when Obama committed all those crimes, Hillary committed all those crimes, Loretta Lynch on the airplane with Bill Clinton, opening the borders, selling us out, creating ISIS, funding the Muslim Brotherhood to take over our allies, all the war crimes, aiding and abetting radical Orthodox Islam that Obama's been involved in. If you sit there and if you go along with that, you have signed on to a system just as evil as the Nazis or the Soviets and probably even more evil. Bottom line. And I'm going to warn the so-called leftists and people, the type that'll drive by and I'm downtown and go, F you, Alex Jones. Or the type 60 feet away will see me doing a live feed and go, oh, you traitor, you work for the Russians. You walk over, show me proof I do. Ah, shut up. You fools. The mainstream media that has funded all the lies and all the horrible things that put Obamacare on you, that has done all this terrible stuff, you sit there and you look at me and my audience and you sit there with your chest sticking out and you call us a traitor when it's been the Democratic Party with the Russians in the old days and the Communist Chinese and the Democratic Party transferring our power to NAFTA and GATT and the TPP and all the rest of it, along with the Republican traitors. And they're the ones putting us under multinational control. They're the ones selling us out. They're the ones telling Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning. They're the ones telling people in Latin America communism's good when Obama goes down and gives a speech last year. They're the ones legalizing communism in the government in California last week while saying it doesn't exist. They're the ones trying to shut down the independent press in America. They're the ones saying they want to kill Donald Trump. They're the ones. They're the clear and present danger. And you're the little collaborator idiots that during the process of the takeover get a paycheck or a job or welfare. So you've lied to yourself about it. If you're going to get money from the system, that's one thing. But don't be a chump and tell yourself that this isn't leading towards total collapse like we're seeing in Venezuela right now. Don't be an idiot. At least have an exit plan before the collapse, you fool. Because the billionaires have already basically evacuated the U.S. and they've hardened every facility they live in with the highest level security. 20-foot walls, machine gun nest, underground bunkers that go to houses a block away. Oh yeah, Zuckerberg. I've talked to folks that designed it out in California. He bought the houses for two blocks around him and he's building a big wall around it. And the word is they tunneled in there for a year. He's got tunnels to escape out to helicopter pads. So it just looks like he's there in the neighborhood. He puts a wall up around it, and he's got a helicopter pad down the street that's in a facility where the roof comes off of it. The roof opens up like a supervillain, and Zuckerberg goes flying off to a jet pad and flies to Kauai. And all the rest of them got bases in Tasmania. These guys are James Bond villains. And here comes Donald Trump, and he says, I'm going to turn the coal back on, I'm going to turn the jobs back on, I'm going to do two-way deals where we actually make money and other people do, and we're going to do the basic stuff, we're going to do free market, we're not killing a free market. And they go, you're crazy, we have a globalism plan where we consolidate the wealth, pick the winners and losers and totally take over and hoard the technology for ourselves, work with us, Trump, and we'll let your family have life extension. And Trump said in the meetings, we're going to release those secrets to the public. Those will be disruptive. He goes, I don't care. We're going to release them. That's why they're racing to kill him. Because as soon as he turns the economy back on, as soon as he goes and makes deals and shuts off the terrorism with Saudi Arabia, as soon as he's done that, they're going to start rolling out the advanced technologies to the public. And they're going to kill him before he does that. You want the cancer cures? Stand by Trump. You want the new free energy systems? Stand by Trump. He's for total innovation. He's for old tech, new tech, advanced tech. You're about to get it all if you just get out of the way, ladies and gentlemen. But to do that, you're going to have to admit you've been brainwashed. I'm talking, speaking directly to all the so-called pseudo-intellectuals who don't know what COG is and don't know what any of this is. Hey, so-called liberals, go listen to me 20 years ago talking about it, or right when Trump got elected, on the day he got elected, saying they're going to use COG to undermine him, demonize him, say he's a foreign agent, try to convince him that he's broken a law or obstructed justice with the FBI, because they always trick you in ways to do that, and then they're going to kill him. Do you watching Stephen Colbert come up with stuff like that? No, you're a pseudo-intellectual who's been conned and who has convinced themselves that they really know what's going on when you don't know anything. Would you like it if I spoke in a British accent to you and talked about liberalism, perhaps, and the danger of the arrogance of Trump and his naivete and how smart you are for hating Trump? Perhaps if I spoke in an NPR voice, would it be better? Would it be more soothing to you instead of just being real, desperately up here, a watch on the wall, that we're being overrun by tyranny, losing all our checks and balances, and the president is under a psychological warfare operation, an information war by deep state, openly declaring war, putting out lie after twisted lie, after half-truth, after regurgitated old frauds. He talked about laptop bombs 2 months after it was in the news. And said, we want to work with the Russians to help stop this. And how excited he was to be going to the Middle East and to be working with Israel about a real peace deal with Saudi Arabia, Iran, and others to actually shut down the terrorists and make a deal with Saudi Arabia that we wouldn't overproduce oil and actually let them have a future if they stop the terrorist attacks. And ending the whole Arab Spring that George Soros and Al Gore and Obama and Hillary admittedly started. Remember Anderson Cooper on TV praising Libya, praising Syria, praising Egypt, overthrowing our allies and murdering hundreds of thousands of Christians? That's the crimes. Not if at dinner Trump said, reportedly with no proof, but even if he did, hope you can see it through in your case and your research to, you know, he doesn't get in trouble for this, because I think he's a great guy. I didn't think he did anything wrong. He didn't say, I order you as the president to drop this. That'd be obstruction of justice. He said, according to the transcript that Comey went and wrote down in the bathroom, hope you can see it through. You know, that he, I don't think he's done anything wrong here. I hope this gets dropped. And then, oh my gosh, he's such a criminal. When you look at everything else the globalists have done, he's the president. This is a constitutional crisis. We're going to let the corrupt Democrats and corrupt Republicans in Congress against Trump and the Tea Party sit there and hijack the government through intimidation? Because listen to me carefully. It's never going to end if that's the case. They're never going to stop there. They've said in their own announcements they're going to remove the members of the House that got elected and the Senate and a fraud, hold new elections run by Homeland Security that Obama put in place with his last executive order before he left office in January of this year. Think about that long and hard, as we're 120 days in right now or so. And they say the state houses were run by the Russians. And they say the French election was run. Oh, but the Russians weren't all powerful there, so Le Pen lost. And the Russians run everything. If the Austrians don't want open borders, it's the Russians. If the Austrians and Germans don't want to commit cultural suicide, it's the Russians. The Russians, the Russians. So the deep state is going to openly come out in the open, shut down the independent press, consolidate the markets, and remove the patriots all over the United States from the state houses and the local city governments, you name it, with giant armies of Soros-funded Strong Cities Initiative, UN-backed social justice warrior, political activist, Chicago organizer types, just descending on everyone in a giant UN globalist reconstruction of America. A Marshall Plan for America to finally kick out the scourge of racist nationalism. That's the open plan, is literal re-education of the United States. Led by a bunch of weird, crazy collaborators like Dana Bash and Chucky Schumer and all the rest of them with just wild-eyed, Joker-level villain faces on, leering that they've got so much power and are out there intimidating everyone, running wild with classical megalomania, while Trump just sits there like a bull-headed stalwart. His whole life, they admit in the Washington Post, is about standing up to bullies and not being pushed around, just refusing to waver as his administration, like cowards, urinate all over themselves in fear, rolling over with their yellow bellies, begging to submit and begging him to submit to cultural destruction. And Trump's bet on you. He's bet on me. He believes you want freedom. He believes you'll stand with him. We need to pray for Trump. We need to pray for InfoWars. We need to pray for this country. We need to go to the state houses, go to the Congress, go to the events, go to the rallies, get in their faces, call C-SPAN every day, call local NPR, get involved, go to NPR, give them materials, give them info, educate every liberal you can, get aggressive about this, and run for office at every level so you can inject truthful ideas and history. And if you're a wealthy person who sat on the sidelines and keeps hoping, you know, we can just fix things peacefully, we can fix it if you get involved now. If you start a show, or if you support this broadcast, or if you put up billboards, or if you call into talk radio, or if you get involved, whatever you do, it's an information total war. And they're targeting the main people that have been fighting back. They think they can knock us out and then send a message to everybody else to roll over. Because the Megyn Kellys and the Glenn Becks rolled over a long time ago. They're just mercenaries. O'Reilly wasn't perfect, but at least he didn't hate America, so they got rid of him. Now it's Limbaugh. Then it's going to be everybody else. And, of course, who do they want number one after Trump? InfoWars. And then they're going to get Drudge after that. They're going to get everybody. So let's go ahead and go to Dana Bash. admits in the memo is deep state revenge against Trump. Yeah, and of course, Chuckie Schumer's bragged about this as well. This is the threats of anti-American scum. Here it is.
This president has done in his first 100-plus days, even before he came into office, is pick fights with the intelligence community and now the law enforcement community, particularly the way, never mind that he fired James Comey, but the way in which he did it, not giving him the respect of actually telling him in person or at least not having him find out from cable news. And so we know that this is, you know, they talk about the deep state. Well, these are communities that have a lot of loyalty within and know how to get back, even if you're the president of the United States.
Even if you're the president, you've got to learn you're going to pay. This is the unaccountable, out-of-control, deep state bureaucracy that does whatever it wants, is bankrupting this country, opening us up for third world colonization, and then brainwashing the third world colonists to hate America. This is a total cultural takeover of people openly at war with the family, all over Salon and all over the news promoting pedophilia. The literal scum of the earth letting Trump know, yeah, this is the deep state. We're going to keep leaking fake garbage, on and on and on. What does Trump do to strike back? Well, Colonel Schaefer says he has to realize he's in a total war, they're never going to stop, and he's got to get aggressive. But what does he do constitutionally to avert this civil war? I think pretty much anything now. You understand that?
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Bring me in.
Red, white, and blue.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got intel here that I've not been allowed to tell you. But there is a civil war going on in the government right now. Even having commercials right now. You know, we have a new Iraq war for like a week. They don't have ads on radio. Or when 9/11 happened for about a week, there were no ads on radio. I don't have words to describe to you how much trouble this country's in. The Democratic Party has been working for the Communist Chinese for at least 20 years. Because, see, once they took money from the Chinese, they all got compromised. And now a lot of the Republican leaders are working for them. And I have a lot of intel I'm not allowed to share with you. That's directly from the president. And he will not, just like Assange won't release sources, because that's the cardinal rule, even though Seth was one of his sources. It's the same thing with the president. He won't release classified information, even though it defends everything he's doing. And everybody's trying to figure out how to do this right now. And I'm going to say it right now. You get Overman saying, release your leaks now, existential threat, Russia, release your info on Trump. It's the other way around. All the agencies, the news media, everybody, there's no future if you don't release what NBC, CBS, all of them are doing. Everybody inside government, everybody inside these corporations has to start releasing the crimes, the lies, the frame-ups, or we're going to go into a civil war. The globalists are going to lose this. They were going to lose the election. Trump had like 65% support. They had fake polls. I told you that. The CIA and FBI people know that the globalists are going to lose this civil war, but it might kick a nuclear war off in the middle of it. They're crazy people. It's like the German high command. They weren't good guys, but they tried to kill Hitler in 44 because they knew he was going to destroy Germany. Well, it's the same thing with globalism. It's horrible. You don't want it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for the rich people. Because it ends up imploding everything. But they're so selfish, they want to make everybody else poor, so they've got all the power. And I, in the last week, have been privy to a lot of the stuff going on in the White House. And obviously, as things get more desperate, they realize how right I was, and I get even more intel. And I have information from a bunch of different sources in the White House. And then I've got to ask him, why am I even being told this? Because I'm not allowed to tell people. But I'll just tell you this. The communist Chinese are the enemy. And Trump tried to make side deals with them to stop being so belligerent and out of control and to stop manipulating our internal politics. And they just basically walked away from it like the Chinese communists do and said, oh, yeah, sure, we will, but then ignored it. And now you've got everybody, the deep state goes to war with President-elect using unverified claims as Democrats cheer. That's Glenn Greenwald, a real liberal at The Intercept. I've told you that for months. The deep state is at war with Trump, and we've got Colonel Schaefer coming up saying it's an information war, and the president has to realize they're not going to give him any quarter, and it's time. You think he committed a crime? How about all the crimes of Obama and Hillary? Sessions, move against everybody. America is being taken over by foreign powers right now, ladies and gentlemen. And so under the Constitution, the president can do anything to anyone who is an admitted officer of that globalist corporate takeover. This is 21st century war. We're going to lose the whole country to a bunch of bloodthirsty communists and pedophiles if we don't back the president 100%. And it's just like the weatherman told the FBI in the hearings that came out in the 70s. They always plan to use the communist Chinese to take over America, but they thought it'd be physical. Instead, it's economic. And then a bunch of collaborators in the government go along with it. God almighty! If people just knew, it's so obvious, Chuck and Schumer, Hillary, they're all literal foreign agents.